What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to another Raw Talk. It is currently Saturday at 11:30 p.m. and I'm super excited about this episode because I have a special guest.
Hey, guys.
All right, so this is B. She's great. I'm B. Yes, that's B. And today we are just going to be speaking about school. So, college. So, like I said, if you have me on Facebook, because, like, I'm annoying and I post that all the time because I love it so much. If you're in school or planning on going to school or you have gotten accepted or you haven't gotten accepted yet and you're thinking about it, we got some tips and tricks for you. Mm-hmm. So, as a topic that's near and dear to both of our hearts, we figured this is the topic we're going to collaborate on. So, who should talk about us first? Me or you?
You go first because you're the amazing host.
Okay. I'm amazing. I don't think so, but it's okay. All right, guys. So, again, it is me, Sarah. I currently am technically enrolled at Becker College, but I haven't started. I was previously enrolled at Mount Ida College in Newton, but then it closed because my life's a joke.
Wah, wah, wah.
And I was like, cue the noise board. Boop, boop, boop. My major is forensic science with a concentration in criminalistics. And for my future, I have a very, very high goal that probably won't be reached. And then a lower, more reasonable goal. So the super high one that's not reachable, sorry, is working for the FBI as a, you know, just a fucking FBI agent, man. Like, that's just what I want to be. But because that's really high and I probably have something on my record from when I was like 12, that means I won't be able to do it. So then I just want to work in the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Nice. My name is Brooke. I'm enrolled in Suffolk University in Boston. I'm doing like a pre-law program. My major is government with a concentration in law and public policy.
Okay, bitch.
And my future plans, I don't really know yet, but that's, I want to go to law school.
Yes.
I'm a senior, so.
Now what law schools are we thinking?
Well, I got conditionally accepted to Suffolk Law already. However, yes. I don't really want to go there. I'm shooting higher. I'm shooting higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I'm trying to take a year off. Get that LSAT score up, you know?
Yeah, so, see, we got a bitch with goals.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're working on it.
Yeah, that's fine, you know? Like, yeah. I said, I have a goal that's way too high to achieve ever, but Not always. However, for me, probably. All right. So now that you guys know who we are going to basically hop right into it.
True.
You know, so as someone who's basically been on both sides of the fence as a resident and a commuter, and then Brooke was a resident and will be a commuter, we kind of have a little bit of info on both sides of the fence. So we're going to talk about what you expect during the application process and, you know, when you get accepted, what to expect from there as a resident or a commuter. So, first things first, you were accepted. So you got that email, you got that letter, yeah. And you were basically shitting bricks. Super pumped. I know it. I only applied to 2 schools and I got accepted to both and I was really excited. But I only had a 1.9 GPA.
Hell, girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, so don't
finesse that acceptance letter.
Like I'm saying, like, don't be like, oh, I have a really bad, you know, GPA. I had a 1.9 when I graduated high school.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you're good.
It is possible. Breathe. How'd you feel when you got accepted into Suffolk?
I was in class and my senior year, obviously, and I was just hanging out on my phone, and then I got the email, and I was like, oh, cool, got accepted, and I texted my mom, and I was like, yo, got accepted,
true.
And she was like, true, and that was, like, my dream school, so all the other, I applied to, like, 5 schools, but they didn't really matter to me, I just wanted to get into that one, and I did, and it was cool, and
yeah, I mean,
it was like I didn't freak out like those Instagram videos you see like, where girls are screaming. Like,
same.
I was just chilling.
I literally got my letter and I like read it and I was like, oh, sweet. Like, I posted it on Facebook, but I didn't like, oh my god, I got into my school because it's just like,
I got in, man. I am guilty. I did go on Facebook and and say I bragged about that.
Oh, facts. Like, especially me, dude. Like, everyone on my friggin' family, so my friends list didn't even graduate high school. So you better believe I finessed that shit. I was like, ooh, your girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of people, some people scream when they get accepted. That's totally fine. I mean, Harvard, I'd scream.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Yes. I would probably shit my pants. But we're not going to go that far. So we see the letter. We're excited. Now we panic. Now it sets in, you're like, well, what the fuck are we gonna do? How do I do this? Mm-hmm. What's gonna happen next? Like, how do I know where I'm staying or what my room is and what to basically, all that kind of fun stuff. So we're gonna cover it as a resident. So when you apply and you get accepted as a resident, first, as a resident or a commuter, you always have to pay a deposit as your intent to enroll in the school. Did you ever have to pay a deposit?
I did have to pay a deposit, but I also did not get it back because I accidentally destroyed the wall.
I got some stories for that later down the line.
Advice number one of Sarah's podcast is do not destroy the walls at college. You will not get that deposit back.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it wasn't... Usually, it's not, like, that high of a price anyway.
It's usually always $200 to $300. Some schools are $400.
Yeah,
I think mine
was, like, $2. Yeah.
And some schools vary,
but
so...
But pay attention because it might be high and you might...
Yes.
Screw yourself.
Basically, they make you pay this when... Usually, if you're a commuter, it's lower. And if you're a resident, it's higher.
Because you're not living there, right?
Yeah. Okay. Essentially.
Yeah.
So, I had to pay, or my dad paid it for me because he was a saint. Paid $300 each year that I lived at school, which was only 2 years, so they're gonna have you pay that basically as your intent to enroll and stay, so that, because if you don't pay that, basically anyone else who has paid can take your spot.
You also can't register for classes either.
Yes, that too.
So
yep,
get that paid.
So you're always gonna want to make sure you're reading the deadlines on when that's due, because if you even get that in a day later, you're not getting in. Because there's so many people that are trying to get in, they're trying to pay those.
That's, like, number one, I'd say. Number one thing. Like, after graduation, well, not after graduation, but after you get the acceptance, like, step number one is, like,
you typically
thinking
have, like,
about
a few
your
weeks.
Deposit
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah. So, remember that. That's super important. Now, everything in here is super important, but
yes,
you're going to hear that a lot. But just take everything I say that's super important as super important, okay? Okay. So... we get that deposit paid, and now it is preparing for orientation or new student orientation and that anxiety-ridden fest.
Oh my god. Horrible.
I can't
stand. Okay. Coming from
it was so bad.
Raging introvert, like it's bad at times. Like that is not my scene. Like
fact.
And them making you, like, go out of your comfort zone to, like, meet people was
multiple times.
Literally.
So many different activities. Many different people.
All day, every day for two days, I say that. Like, it's so dramatic.
But it's constant.
Seriously. And, like, it was, like, uncomfortable to the point where, like, it didn't help me. Like, they do it to try to get you used to doing
that stuff.
To basically
crack up in your shell. Like, these are the people you're gonna be with for the next 4 years.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Yeah. It was...
but it's definitely something to be prepared for.
Like, if you're an extrovert...
if you're an extrovert,
you're
fine.
Like, you're thriving in that environment. You know yourself, so
unless you're... Yes. Unless... Or you could be like me, where you're, like, an extrovert, but certain situations make you an introvert.
Yes.
Because everyone knows me, I'm a loud ass person, and I'm always open to talk about whatever, whenever. But certain things give me some hella anxiety. Like when I read that, and but as the date approaches, you get way more excited. I can say that. Because when it was 3 weeks out, and I was like, oh, new student orientation.
It's just like that butterfly anticipation.
It's like not knowing where you're
stomach,
going, not knowing anyone, and then being forced to be put in these groups with these people. It's definitely anxiety-ridden, but basically, the more the day goes on, because you're doing it all day.
Yeah.
It's an all-day thing. Yeah. As the day goes on, it slowly gets easier, but it won't be completely, like, fine, I want to say.
It's mandatory.
Yes.
So, like...
It's like, you have no choice, you suffer
you
through it.
You have no choice but to man up and get through that experience. Like, That's what I.
But it's like when you get through that, I feel like you can kind of handle anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I guess it did help me then because it. Yeah, it made me super uncomfortable. And
you were on a big campus, so like it's. I feel like it was kind of different because with me, it's like you every face you saw all over campus because every campus was small.
Yeah, my campus is like. It's not a campus. It's just like
it's a bunch of buildings.
Random buildings in the city. So
if you guys didn't know, Suffolk University is in the heart of Boston. So there is no small campus where it's basically closed off from society. It's open. You're on the streets of Boston. You have to walk, intertwine the streets and roads to get to your next class.
Yeah.
So totally different. So it's good for you guys to be listening because we have two different sides. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So... Then you go to this new student orientation. I can't speak. I slur my words like a drunk. Promise I'm not. Just drinking some water.
Slurp.
You know what I mean? So, we go to the new student orientation. And you go home because usually it's a one-day thing. Sometimes you have to sleep. Like some. It's a sleepover.
I slept mine over.
Was, yes.
Mine.
Okay, yep. It was
it
a sleepover.
It actually was kind of sick because it was. My roommate, like, she was super, and this is what I'm saying, I guess, okay, I take back what I said, I guess this experience did help me.
It did, like, when you look back, it does.
Yeah, totally, because my roommate, like, she was super extroverted, and she made me open up to her, like, she would not leave me alone, she was, like, trying to be my friend, and I was like, you know what, whatever. She showed me some dope music that I literally still listen to this day, like, 4 years later, like, so, and I remember her, I still follow her on Instagram, shout out to you, Charlotte. Mwah.
Hey, if you ever hear this, it might be like 3 months down the line.
I don't even know
if
she goes to Suffolk anymore, but
hey, whatever.
Anyway,
shout outs there. Yeah. I forget that I had to sleep there, I remember because
it was scary a little bit.
A little bit because all the dorm rooms were empty. It was the middle of summer.
I also didn't pack enough stuff, so I would say literally pack everything you need for a day, like down
like,
to
literally.
The smallest, tiniest details, like. Because
I agree. I think I brought a pillow, and on those beds, it was like not having a pillow because your head is back so much. And I totally did not prepare.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't had a sleepover in years.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So definitely.
So, I didn't know how to.
Definitely prepare for your orientation sleepover. But it genuinely does help.
Yeah.
Because you're literally forced to sleep over. And what was funny for me was my original roommate never showed up. She literally didn't show up, and then I didn't get a new one. I was literally alone in my dorm room for 5 days, I want to say. So I ended up being put on a different floor.
That's kind of
with
cool.
other people. So it was pretty cool because I would have been alone with no dorm. So it was pretty cool. That's actually where I met my first few friends.
Yeah,
that's how it happens. So it's definitely stressful. You will be anxiety ridden if you're that kind of person,
and uncomfortable at
for
times.
Sure.
But
it will pass.
It will, and I know that sounds cliche, but
so cliche, but it's so legit.
It will pass.
Even if you start a new job, I always have anxiety before starting anything new, bad. I feel like I could
new
puke.
Classes and meeting the new people in your classes.
And then once
you're gonna sit next, that makes me so.
Oh, I hate even in the middle of the year. Honestly, hated going to class because I would walk in and
don't
I just
know
be,
these people.
I would just sit because I didn't. I was just I'm focused on my schoolwork, man.
I
don't want to talk to people, but it does help. So take orientation and seriously. Everything else seriously.
You can meet some dope people at orientation.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a funny story about the first week of school. For the first week, I was walking around in my socks, and at least once every day, I was stepping in a puddle of beer in my socks. Puddle of alcohol, bro.
Love that.
And I would be like, are you kidding me? Why? So, next we're going to be talking about shopping for your dorm. This, honestly, I loved shopping for your dorm. But one thing I want to tell you, because I did this, I don't even know if it's a lot of people do, is I always compared, being someone from a family that didn't have much money, I always compared my dorm room to other people's dorm room.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it just made me feel like shit. I don't know why. I don't know why. I feel like that's probably just a me thing. But never compare your own dorm room to your roommate's side or other people.
For sure. I think that anyone can feel like that. Everyone does that.
Mine wasn't even ugly. I for me, I thought it was cute, but other people had just I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, don't...
I think also, like, you have this, you, like me, probably have this, like, perception
yeah,
of...
I got you.
The perfect dorm room yes. in your head that you see on Instagram.
Dude, I literally looked, and I didn't have the money, no? I shopped on the pink dorm website. Everything was, like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and mm-hmm. I was like... Dude, why do you
these girls
need
have
this
money
shit?
Out here like yeah. that, Sarah?
They, yeah, that's
it's
a fact.
It's crazy.
I don't, so...
Me neither. Like, not yet.
No. Not yet. But when stacking. We get that guap, though, we gonna be good. You know what I mean? But it's really important. A few things I will say is, honestly, don't shop for anything extra until you have the basics. So, bed set.
Yes. Apps. Not I like, definitely second that, for sure.
Like... That's, I kind of went all out, because I didn't have, like, a lot of money, but the money I got from my graduation party, is that what
yeah.
it was?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I used, to get a bed set. Me being weird, I thought the beds were comfortable. A lot of people hated them, so if you're, like, if you don't like stiff mattresses.
They're okay. You can get the mattress
yes.
pads.
I was going to say, because yeah. I didn't do that, because I like flat beds.
I actually got the mattress pad and took it off.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't see.
Did you have, like, an actual memory foam one, or did you get the eggshell one?
It was a memory foam. Wow. Well, it wasn't, like, the white. It was, like, the yellow, thick,
oh, okay, yep.
spongy stuff.
Yes.
But I didn't like it that much, so I took it off.
Yeah. My friend actually ended up giving me one, and I put it on my bed, but it didn't even make a difference.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get a mattress pad, you think you're going to need one, get a good one.
Yeah.
Because you're going to end up taking it off if you don't spend that money on it.
Mm-hmm. And, mattress pad, mm-hmm. comforter. The basics, like those little cube
extension organizers. Cords.
Yes, 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 yes.
Extension cords. I can't extension tell you how much cord. I fucking needed extension. Those.
Yeah, literally, you need an echoing. Of
yes,
that,
like
that
get part. 5 extension cords if you need to give them to your friends because yeah. they're gonna need them.
Pass them out.
My first, my like, what my within oh my first God. Week, I ended up taking the shuttle downtown to get an extension cord.
Yeah,
it was bad, but yeah. that's important, definitely. And hangers.
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 Those What's little the thing? Cube organizer things.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I second that.
What else?
Shoe rack.
Shoe rack. Okay.
I didn't have a lot of shoes, but I had a lot of bulky, I, like, loved, like, sneakers and, like,
yeah.
boots. So, like, the shoe rack I had took up a lot of space because it was one you kind of, like, put under your bed, but it was, like, mm-hmm. bulky, and it's, like, plastic, and you hung the shoes on them. An over-the-door one is where it's at. Unless you want a mirror, then that's where you're going to have to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and command strips.
Yes.
Bringing it back to ruining the walls, command strips.
That also could have possibly been another reason because I did not use command strips.
What did you use?
Until... Well, I'm stupid. I literally just put pins into the wall. And,
oh,
like,
I did some of
taped,
that. I didn't even notice
and
it.
And I, like, taped the wall.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
when I took
right.
the tape off, yeah. I actually ruined a John Lennon poster, and I'm still really upset about
oh,
it.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, I ruined it.
How?
I ruined it. I ripped it off the wall, and it's, yeah. Anyway.
Just savage.
She
ruined John Lennon.
I know.
It's fucked up.
I know.
So always go for the essentials. There's a lot of lists online that I kind of stuck to. Mm. Or I asked people that I knew that went to college that lived there. And I kind of listened to all their recommendations and kind of sorted out the most important ones.
Mm. Also, maybe this should be important to note that if you have the means to get a laptop.
Fact.
Like, even get an iPad and then get like a portable keyboard to attach to it. It is so imperative that you have that.
Fact.
Because
yeah.
all professors, I've only had one professor that didn't let you use a laptop. Like, mm-hmm. everyone allows you to do that. Everyone learns differently. I type my notes, like.
There would be times where I'd write them in class, and then I'd retype them later. And it would be like a double whammy, because the more you write things, the more you remember them.
Usually what I would do, actually, is... like do the handwritten notes in class. I used to do this. I don't do this anymore. I just type now.
Super
but
true.
I used to write it and then go home and retype it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like my I can just write ugly and then go back
and make
it pretty
all nice
on the
pretty.
Computer and relearn it
yep.
again. So
what I ended up doing is, or if you don't have the means, I took out a personal loan for school, so like the extras for like books
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my laptop with a loan.
I know a lot of people that did that.
I was like, well, this is a $900 computer. Yeah. I'm going to use my loan because it's for school.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or you can do that. That's another thing to look at. Take out like a, depending on what, okay, so I've noticed books are more expensive depending on the major you have.
Okay. I will say, I think I found the ultimate college hack. Okay.
Okay, what is it? You share.
Ultimate college hack. I also don't know if this is helpful for people that don't go to my school, because I don't know if every school does this, but my school,
look it up,
Suffolk University, has, if you are a professor at Suffolk University and you require textbooks for your course, it's like mandatory for you to submit that to the library, and they have to carry two copies of each book for the class. So
there were textbooks at my library.
So what I would do, I'm a senior in college, I'm about to graduate. In my entire time in my undergrad, I bought probably two textbooks, and one of them was online because it was a math book.
Okay.
So like I literally just went to the laptop and scanned it. Okay. It's gonna take you some extra steps and it's gonna be annoying, but you can get scanning apps on your phone. You can scan it in the library, but if your school offers that, you're gonna save a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like,
yeah,
hundreds
definitely
of dollars.
Definitely look that up, see if your school has the books in your library.
Totally.
Yes.
Because by the end of it, you'll probably save thousands of dollars. Seriously.
Yeah.
People spend so much money on books. It's crazy.
And a lot of people buy them outright. Like, why not rent them?
I don't understand that.
Why are you buying them?
I've never paid. Like, you just gotta be smart.
I used Chegg, but Chegg was actually more expensive. I ended up using a different one, and I can't think of the book website because I haven't been in school for like 2 years. But it was, always look around. Yeah. Amazon sometimes has better prices than Chegg. Sometimes Chegg has better prices than Amazon. Have to look around.
The one book that I got, like, my freshman year was from Amazon, and it was used. And it was super cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was used from Amazon. Yeah. So, and it was cool too, because I remember it came in and I went through the pages and it had like notes, annotations.
Yep.
I was like, yes. And they helped too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was cool.
So even if you like, I would definitely highly recommend, if you don't think you're going to have the money for books, take out a personal loan for strictly books.
Yeah. You can do that.
Because they're expensive. And even if you're renting them, like one semester I paid, I want to say $350 for, I think, four, and that's kind of cheap, but that's a lot of money if you lump it up, for four textbooks, and that was just to rent them. Mm. $350 to read a book for 4 months and send it back. Like,
yeah,
but you got to do what you got to do, so, yeah. Or ask around if you know people that might have those books.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
there's also sometimes Facebook groups.
Yes.
Of, like, yep, new accepted students, or even students of your major from that school. But people pass around books all the time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's normal.
Definitely look around and do your research, yeah, because you're going to need those books. And you got to find a way to pay for them. So, yeah. One more thing to really kind of, like, look out for as a new resident is the RA activities. They're really annoying. At least once a month or twice a month, they're going to have floor meetings. And they're going to suck. Like, they're going to suck. You're
going
to be busy having a face mask. Face mask in your room, like, no bra, not even pants. You're going to get a knock on your door. Hey, RA, it's the floor meeting. Or usually they leave a sticky note or, like, a note during, like, to warn you when it's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. But you don't remember that shit. Even if it's on your door and you're walking into it and reading it every day, you're not going to remember that RA meeting. So you have to go.
It's like a flashback to orientation, yes, being uncomfortable.
It's multiple orientations.
Yeah.
All semester.
they want you to have a floor meeting to know who's on your floor. They want to talk about the safety stuff.
Or the rules, like the 24 hours, quiet
blah,
hours.
Blah, blah, blah. No one follows it anyway.
Literally no one. I literally lived in a specific dorm room my sophomore year where it was literally 24-hour quiet hours.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And
yeah.
Only a few people took that seriously. Yeah. I don't care. If you want to be loud and whatever, I can pop my headphones in and study myself. I'm not going to cry about it.
Totally.
But
yeah,
you're going to have to go. If you don't go, you're going to get rained out.
Yeah.
But always trust your RA if you have anything to talk about.
Yeah, they actually are there to help you, and they're chosen,
yeah,
like, from a bunch of people, like, they...
Yes.
They're trusted.
Yes.
They're
So, there was literally a moment where a student had gotten raped off campus and needed to talk to somebody about it. She literally went to her RA.
Yeah.
And the RA helped her go to the authorities. So,
yeah,
even something
totally
as serious as that...
Yeah, for sure.
Trust your RA with anything. Mm-hmm. Even ask them any stupid questions. They're there to help. Sometimes they'll even study with you.
True.
So, RAs.
True.
Now, as a commuter, there's not really much to cover, but I have three tips for commuters. So you're going to want to know where your lounge areas are. If you're a commuter, you're going to be on campus all day with no place to go, basically. You're not going to have a room to go back to and sit and eat a snack. You can go to a friend's room, but it's obviously not the same. So you're going to want to look for the lounge area. So the library was a big one at Mount Ida, but they also had created a building for just commuters. So between classes, they just kind of sit. There's vending machines and whatever, just when they sit between classes and study. Those, I would say, I highly recommend scouting those out, because there's going to be other commuters who are going to be able to help you and hang out with you and keep you busy instead of just twiddling your thumbs and sitting in your car.
I'm going to take that advice for my last semester.
I ended up sitting in my car for a long time before I realized that those were a thing. And the car's lonely, guys. You don't want to sit in the fucking car, okay?
I know.
I literally, at one point, because I jumped so fast into going back to school that I didn't arrange my schedule properly. So there was a moment where I had 6 hours in between classes.
Oh,
as a commuter, brutal. I had 6 hours between classes.
That's brutal.
My next class was at 6 p.m. And I literally had to commute 45 minutes to an hour home. And that doesn't include traffic, okay, guys?
Yeah.
It was not a good time. Like, I literally sat in my car for 6 hours.
It was not a good time.
It was not. Like, I'm telling you. And you can sleep in those lounge areas. That is okay to sleep.
Dude, one time I accidentally woke up cuddled up to another girl sleeping in the library on the same couch as me.
Oh, fact.
I literally had a final and I was so exhausted. I studied the whole night. I stayed up all night studying. And then I went to the library early,
yep,
at like 6 a.m. or something. And I fell asleep on the couch for like a nap before my final at 8 a.m.
Finals is the time you're going to see so many people sleeping in that library.
And I woke up and my head was like on the girl's shoulder and her head was on top of my head.
And that's how you know. Like, you're just getting close to these students.
This is college bonding right here.
No, that is...
We're all in the struggle.
Yeah, like literally. Like you become close with people you don't think you're ever going to become close with, because...
Everyone just understands. Like
no one's going to look at you sideways if you're literally sleeping in the library. They're just gonna be like, oh, that's okay, she just needs a nap.
If I see a kid passed out in the corner at the library, I'll be like, you know what, bro, he probably had a horrible night studying.
Yep. You're literally,
and he deserves that nap.
Yeah,
right,
you're
now
not even gonna look twice.
No one disturb him.
You're not gonna be like, dude, what the hell, like, what? No, you're not even gonna think about it. You're just gonna be like, yeah, it's fine, you're just gonna go back to your studying.
Yeah.
So sleep. Mm-hmm. You can sleep anywhere on campus. I've seen people sleeping outside on benches next to the freaking baseball field.
Yeah, if it's nice outside,
yeah,
go for it.
Do it. I'm telling you, there are... It's not going to be weird. I promise you.
No, it's really not.
I literally can't stress it enough. I promise you.
Yeah, no.
Parking? Ugh. Try to get on campus as early as you can prior to your first class. Like, even if you don't have until you have a class at 10, get to school at like 7:30. You are going to hate your life. You're not going to have a place to park. My first day ever of class, I thought I gave myself ample time to get to school.
Mm.
The first day of classes, guys, I was shitting bricks. I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half. Then I got lost.
Damn.
Okay, so I had class at 8, and I had left Worcester at 5:30. Uh-huh. And I walked into my first class that includes parking, running, and mind you, I literally had to pee so bad, I literally felt pee coming out of my vagina. I had gotten to class across campus after parking across campus at 8:04.
8:04, bitch.
I was getting late to class. The anxiety that I had I'm telling you, get there. Literally, I ended up having to leave to get to class. My 8 a.m. at, I think, 4:45 in the morning to get there was enough time.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. It was. So, I'm telling you, even if you have a 10 o'clock class, get there as early as possible. Get your parking spot, because if you park in spots that aren't for commuters, you're going to get a ticket. And they're going to rack up.
I'm friends with this kid on Snapchat who always gets tickets from his college.
All the time.
It's like a joke now on his story. He just posts it, takes the ticket off, like, oh, another one. Like,
yeah.
They are relentless. They'll give you as many tickets.
I know so many people that, because at Moeda, when I lived there and I had people with cars, there wasn't enough parking for the residents for the dorms. So they had to end up parking in other dorm areas. And then they ended up having to park, like, by the dining hall. And some people would just get in with no cop giving them a ticket. But so many people would just get repetitive tickets all the time. So please keep an eye on your vehicle. Don't lose your parking pass and park in the right spot, because you're going to hate your life.
Yeah.
And basically, like I said, between classes, keep busy. I'm not sure if all schools have a cafe.
They should.
A dining hall and a cafe.
They should have some sort of common area to eat and stuff.
Yeah. So, like, if you don't want to go to the library and you don't want to go to your lounge areas, go to the dining area. Don't go around lunchtime. You won't get a spot. And just study. Okay?
Yeah.
That's really all there really is to know about being a commuter. It's not really much different. It's just the fact that you don't have a place to go back and be comfortable and take a shower and shit comfortably.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So, lounge areas, parking, and studying at places. Even, like, on the field. If there's not a soccer practice going on or lacrosse. Sometimes lacrosse makes you want to say LaCroix. I don't know why.
LaCroix.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. So... applying. I know we already talked about getting in, but we're going to pretend that we haven't gotten in. We're going to take a few back steps because I wrote
reverse.
This. Applying.
Yeah.
Some schools require a essay. Did you need to write an essay?
So most of my schools just required the Common App, which is
same.
A common application. It's a website. You can Google it. I don't know the website off the top of my head, but if you just do that one application, you can send it to multiple schools who accept it.
Yeah.
Some schools are private. They do private applications, but it depends. But I just had to do one essay for the Common App. And then I had one school that I applied to that was a private application. I had to do another essay for that, too.
True.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for when you're applying what you need to have for materials.
Yeah.
My schools didn't ask for an essay, thank God. But a lot will, and what you basically need to strive for is uniqueness.
Yeah.
Your essay needs to be unique.
Make them remember you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there are people literally reading those essays, and they are looking for the people that catch their eye the most.
I'd be curious to go back in my Common App and see what my essay was.
I wonder if there's a way you could.
There totally is a way.
Because that would be awesome. Like, kind of like time
you
travel.
You can just log in, right?
I think so. You might be able to.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that would be cool. Yeah. It'd kind of be like a time capsule.
Yeah, right?
Make it rememberable. And like we already mentioned, the next steps to expect, because I wrote this out of order, is deposit, move-in day, orientation, fun stuff. Oh, did we even cover move-in day?
No, we didn't.
Basically, on move-in day, it's also going to be anxiety-ridden. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on campus trying to move the fuck in.
Yeah, it's a little stressful.
It's stressful, but take the help. There's going to be people, orientation advisors, that are going to be there to help you. So mine, the people had big orange bins that you pack your stuff in, and they bring it up to your room and fun stuff. So utilize their help.
You're gonna need them.
Yeah. If you have a lot of stuff, and for me, I didn't even have that much stuff, and I needed multiple trips.
I didn't have a lot of stuff, but I had a mini fridge.
Oh,
and that was ridiculous to get. Oh. I was on the 8th floor. It was.
Did you get a micro fridge, or you just had your mini fridge?
I got that mini fridge as a deal with a microwave, and it was like $200 or something.
So it was the micro fridge, huh?
It was tiny. It was like. No, it was like 3 feet tall, I'd say. Maybe two.
And it came with the microwave on top?
Well, it's like separate, but oh. Yeah.
Because the ones at Mount Ida, you had to rent. I didn't have money for that. My rich ass roommate, hey, Jocelyn, rented that for us because your girl's broke.
I got some deals at Best Buy. They have some, Best Buy is like a big corporation.
They didn't allow you to have a microwave unless you bought the microfridge.
For Best Buy or your school?
My school. You literally had to rent it. You could not have the microwave. Unless you bought it with the microfridge, which is what it's attached. So it's the microwave and the fridge.
Okay.
And I think it was like $350. But.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I ain't doing that. She goes, oh, I'll get it. And I was like, okay.
Money hungry.
I was like, yeah. Dang. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, nope.
But. Yes. That. Now that we covered that and kind of went around the place, we're just going to try to speed this up because it is midnight.
I know, girl. I got to get home.
Registering for classes. This is a very, 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 very important one.
Yes.
Most registration starts at 8 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
For my school, it usually all schools, you have like a portal that you log into.
Yes.
It's like a central thing. All your info's
in there. Self-service. Yep.
For me, they posted our times, our registration times. It depends on your GPA and what year you are. Like you get.
I know mine went by year. Yeah.
And they post the times. I seriously recommend logging in, 5-10 minutes before that time
and
setting everything up and waiting for the clock to strike and then
clicking to add to cart. Yes. If you don't, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah, you will not get those classes.
There's literally hundreds of people trying to get into these classes.
Yeah.
Like, waking up early enough to be on there, like, I know waking up early when you don't have class sucks, but if you don't do this, you're screwed. You're not getting to the classes you want or you need. You're literally screwed.
I was lucky because usually mine was at 9 a.m., but this past time, I think I missed it by a little bit, and I didn't get, like, some of the classes that I wanted just because I'm taking... So I'm at the end of my college career, and I don't have any more requirements, so I'm just taking anything I want, but, like...
Oh, okay.
It's all right. It's, like, kind of annoying, because you have to pay for an extra semester you don't need, but...
Oh, that's true. That's true, yeah.
In the end, like, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but... Sorry, I'm not good at podcasts.
No one's good at podcasts. You literally just
I'm practicing. I think we've done good so far.
I think it's good.
I think it's been good.
I like it.
Okay, good.
I'm going to burp at one point in this, and I'm sorry, but I'm not. So, all you really need to remember for registering for classes is that you need... That the main thing is waking up early, adding your courses to your cart, because... And then the second the clock strikes 8 or whatever time, add to cart. Save your choices, because you won't... You won't. Were you able to select your roommate for the next semester on there as well? Because I was. There was roommate codes, and if one person wanted to be with this person, and you could pick the dorm hall you could be in, it would just have to be approved for it. That was also a part of our registering.
My college, I think at one point, didn't do that. I think at one point they were like, oh, you can request each other, but it's not guaranteed. But I think now it is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Like, if you want
to
live...
the portal and request each other and they approve it. As long as you do it in time.
Right. If, like, and there was also an option, like I said, I'm not sure if it's everywhere. During the middle of the semester, if you didn't like your roommate and you wanted to move in with somebody who didn't have a roommate, or maybe swap, as long as it was okay between all of you.
Yeah, that's usually okay.
You can swap, do a swap-a-roomie.
Yeah.
So, but... Also, changing your roommate for the semester is also big. So you also do that at the same time as registering for classes, typically.
Mm-hmm.
So, be on top of that or you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt and you're going to be pissed. You're going to be slapping yourself in the face for the next semester where you're not in the classes you want to be in. So, only a few more topics to cover and we will be ending this podcast, which I'm really excited to listen to tomorrow, by the way. Getting involved. Neither of us got involved.
Yeah.
And we're just going to tell you.
I would say...
We regret that.
Yeah. I would say that that's probably my biggest regret in college.
Yeah.
Is not getting involved. I had to work to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I literally did not have time to do anything, and it was so upsetting. I really wanted to do mock trial.
Oh, that's cool.
And I didn't have time for it, and it's like my biggest regret ever. Oh. So definitely get involved.
Like, if you're too afraid to get involved, like I was.
Yeah. And same with me. I was a little scared.
You, because like I'm literally kicking myself in the ass for not getting involved in something. Like, I wanted to take that jump and try out for soccer, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not really self-conscious. I kind of stress this a lot, how much I love myself. But regardless, like,
at the end of the day, everyone has insecurities.
Yeah. And, like, I don't want people to see me running around trying out for a sport or a club and getting denied. Like, so many people do that. It's, like, not, like I said, like, the people sleeping randomly all over the place.
Yes.
You're not going to think twice. You were trying out for a sport and you're not getting it. No one's going to think twice. So.
Yeah, true.
It can't hurt to try. And one thing that I was offered that I did not do was becoming a orientation ambassador, because I was like one of the handful of people that raved about the school. So Mount Ida was a private school and it had money because it was in Newton, but it was an old school and a lot of the things weren't up to par with these rich bitches that went to the school. So they would just complain about little things. And like, I was one of the only people that raved about the school. I love Mount Ida, blah, blah, blah. Like, posts all over the place. And everyone was like, dude, be an orientation ambassador. Yep. And I was like, and I didn't, because of my nervousness, and I still regret it to this day.
Yeah.
Because I even remember my orientation ambassador. Like, yeah. I love that girl. Like,
yeah.
You will regret not getting involved in something as an RA, an orientation ambassador, a club leader, going to a club, doing sports, yes, something.
Totally.
Or even work study. That's getting involved, because as a work study, you're involving yourself in the campus. I also regret not doing that.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
some schools are, my school, their work study was a part of their financial aid package, and I didn't qualify for it, so they literally wouldn't let me work anywhere on campus.
I wonder if that's how it worked at Mount Ida. I don't remember, because I never did it, so.
Yeah, maybe.
I know not a lot of people. Some schools are,
everyone's different, I think. I don't think it's like a mandated thing.
Always check. A lot of the times when you fill out the FAFSA, they ask if you're interested in a work study. Yeah. So that's for those schools that kind of fit that in with the financial aid. So, for this topic, you will regret not trying to get involved more.
Yes.
Because how many times I try to say this is, you are there for 4 years. You might leave, you might come back, because I left and came back. I left for different circumstances.
Yeah.
That's for a different podcast. Because that's a long-ass situation. But, you're going to be there for 4 years. You don't want to be, yes, you want to focus on school and focus on your academics, and yes, that's a big thing, but you can also focus on academics, excel in your courses, and be a part of, because you want to be known. You want to put yourself out there. Because whether a lot of people are strictly there on scholarships, and those people aren't going to care. They're going to be failing their classes and partying every day.
Yeah.
But if you're truly there to work, get involved.
Yes. True.
So now we're going to be wrapping it up, going over a few final recommendations, final dorm room essentials, and a few more tips and tricks on how to get over the nervousness, and then we're going to end this bad boy. So, my biggest thing of getting over the nervousness and being a recommendation for you guys is, don't hide in your room like I did.
Yes!
Don't hide in your room the first day you're there, or literally ever, as I have right here. Get out there, knock on your neighbor's doors, because there's going to be people knocking on your door. I had like 5 people in a row knock on my door and say, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah, me too.
Do that.
Yeah.
Be those people, because you can't even stress enough. I literally regret it every day I think about it.
My first semester of college, I was shell-shocked, and I literally had no idea what was going on. I was thrown into a huge city, had no idea what to do.
And
I locked myself in, dude. And I didn't talk to anyone. I was super depressed also because I had other stuff going on.
Oh, yes, me too.
I was super depressed. I locked myself in. I didn't make any friends, didn't talk to anyone. It wasn't until my sophomore year of college, mm-hmm. I think, that I started
to open up.
To open up and make friends. And once I did, like, they became some of my absolute best friends that I know I'll be friends with till I'm 80 years old. You know?
Yes, like that for sure.
Yeah.
And not hiding in your room. Like, my first day, it's been a rough patch with my parents because they've been on whatever, doing their thing and being whatever. They came to my move-in day, and my mom doesn't like to go anywhere and do anything. She doesn't like to do anything that benefits her children. Sorry, Mom. She's not going to get this far on the podcast. It's okay. Love you if you are. My parents were fighting on my move-in day. They were literally fighting with each other, like, fighting, like, screaming at each other. Like, my mom, my parents were crying. Like, it was just a fucking mess. And I was like, okay, like, I want to go upstairs. So, like, I hugged my dad and I hugged my mom. And I went upstairs and I literally sat there and I cried.
Yeah,
I literally sat in my room and sobbed because, one, it's stressful. It's stressful on the parents, too. They're stressful
for
on
sure,
you.
For sure, for like, sure. It's just definitely a stressful environment.
And, like, I literally sat because, like I said earlier, my roommate wasn't there and I didn't get a new one for 5 days. Yeah. So I literally sat in my lonely-ass room, did not even have a roommate, and I was just crying because my freshman year, my dorm room, my desk was literally in front of 3 huge windows, and it overlooked it was great. I got a good room my freshman year. It's my fave.
Yeah.
My dad still talks about it. He goes, oh, Malloy, because I was a dorm hall. I was like, yes, that's what it was. But I literally just sat at my desk staring out the window, just seeing all the cars drive by, watching the sunset, and just sobbed.
My freshman year, I had the best view, too.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I got lucky, and then it kind of went downhill from there.
Oh, it definitely went downhill. It definitely. but I literally.
Day
yes.
is not easy.
No.
It's not.
But it will be easier if you. Locking yourself in your room to
is
think
not going
to
fix
it. It's going to make it worse.
For a day or two, it might help you recollect yourself, but don't get carried away.
Yeah.
Because it will literally get carried away and it'll be bad.
It'll be bad. So please just trust us. We're two very genuine souls. Don't lock yourself in the room. Okay.
Totally.
Another kind of thing about not locking yourself in the room, because when you, like, go around, you meet friends, whatever, and you're like, hey, let's go for walks alone or with friends, because with friends it's always easier, and search, like, explore your campus, so find where your classes are going to be, walk around and find pathways to get to class, what you think will be easier, what you think will be quicker, anything, like, just the first 2 days, that week you're before class, just spend your time exploring your campus and getting to know your home for the next 4 years. And it'll be so much easier, especially when you start classes, like, being like, oh, because, like, mine was, my class in Ricker 302, that was, like, all the way across campus. It was kind of, like, in the middle of campus, but it was, like, up a hill and down a hill and around a corner, and then, like, there was 3 different doors. There was a left, a middle, and a right door to get into the building. Mm. And the left was only for the left downstairs. The middle was to get to the middle, upstairs, middle, and downstairs. And
oh,
it was
my
just,
God.
Yeah. So it's like, if you didn't go, you would have had really bad anxiety. If you did not go.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yes. It was, like, I ended up having to help freshmen out the next year because they were just, it was confusing. So, definitely. See, my burp. I burped.
I will say something that was a huge help to me when I was in my depressive state.
Mm-hmm.
I lived right next to a park. And every day I would...
Boston Common, if you were wondering.
Yeah, it's the Boston Common. Every day I would just walk through, and especially like when you're going to college, it's either fall or spring. You get the weather, you get the foliage, or you get the new flowers coming out.
Like, I literally had a tree in my window, like my huge, I think it was like a oak tree, and through the seasons it was just beautiful to watch.
It's super therapeutic to just walk through the park, put your headphones in, like,
sit against a tree trunk. That basic,
basic
thing where it's like you see the students sitting against
amazing.
A tree trunk with her books, like,
yeah.
That's a thing.
That is therapeutic as hell. And you'll go back to your dorm room and feel so refreshed.
Yes.
And you'll feel better. Like, endorphins. You feel motivated.
Yes. Like another... Know? Basically going back to not sticking yourself in the dorm room.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah. For sure.
My last few bullet points here is if you are an aromatherapy bitch like me.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Hey, most... if not all schools will not allow you to have a candle because open flame. buy a wax melter. Or if you're more into like natural scents, doing aromatherapy, like
this I'm bitch. Literally dousing myself in Sarah's essential oils because she just reminded me that they exist.
So, yes.
Yes.
If you like aromatherapy, get an aroma diffuser. But if you don't, like if you're not really into like aromatherapy, wax melter. I
yes.
swore, everyone on my floor knew it was me. Like, they could smell my wax melter from one end of the building to the next. Like.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be the bitch that smells good.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, do it. There was actually a time where I was pissed. I actually fought with, you smell good. the essential oils
lavender
are.
Lavender and birch.
Actually, that's one of my faves.
Me too.
Where we left for winter spring vacation, and I came back and my wax melter was gone. It was confiscated from my room. I was pissed. I went, you bet your ass I walked my little happy ass down those stairs and into that office. I was like,
yeah, you did.
My wax melter was confiscated. They're like, well, yeah, you can't have that. I was like, bullshit, I can't have that. You said no flame? This is electric.
Yeah.
And they were like, they kind of like looked at me and they're like,
because you're right.
And I was right. They gave it to me back. I was like, yeah. Hell yeah.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
I was like, you are not going to confiscate my literal electric, totally fine.
Stand
and
up for your
rights. I was pissed. I was like, don't you take my candles. Yeah. Anyone who knows me, I'm a candle whore. I have a problem.
You are a candle whore.
I was pissed. I was like, what did they take? they took her. Because they usually leave a tag in the spot of the item they took.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was like, candle code flame something. I was like, no. So wax melter, and if they try to take it from you, fight for your right, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And bring food. Guys, okay, I can't tell you how unprepared I was when it came
snacks,
to food and
munchies,
snacks, dude.
Slim Jims, Cheetos, cereal,
like
the grossest
mac and
shit.
Cheese. Bring it. Guys, I literally didn't bring food, okay? I had to go to my almost, like, when I compare how underprepared I was, my friends had bins.
Yeah.
Bins of food. Like, and yeah. I would go there and be like, hey, I'm gonna go shopping, and then mac and cheese, and a granola bar. Like, bring food.
Ramen, like, cup of noodles, like, the struggle food. Like, this is it. You're in college.
You're struggling.
You better buckle up, kid. Like, this is what you do in college.
No, like,
you eat ramen noodles with shredded cheese every night. Oh, like, that's what you do.
Oh,
and
for
breakfast,
sure.
You have, like, a mimosa or something.
You know, no, like, those actually, oh my god, I have a, okay, speaking of alcohol, okay, so, if you don't know, you're gonna know, water bottles aren't always filled with water, they're filled with vodka.
Oh my god, I was just telling someone a story about that the other day. My roommates had a huge,
yes,
water bottle of vodka in the fridge, and I was so thirsty in the middle of the night, and I woke up at 2:30 a.m. and I started chugging it, and I didn't realize it was vodka until it was literally down my throat, so I started gagging.
Oh my.
And like making the biggest scene. And yeah, definitely do the smell test before you open any water bottle in college.
I was at my desk, okay? I can't even. This was 10 minutes, no, maybe about 20 minutes before I had to leave for my psychology class at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm at my desk, I think I was finishing up an assignment, and my roommate and I both drank Poland Springs. And we kind of tried to separate the things in the fridge from each other, but we kind of didn't do it so well.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the water bottle, thinking it was mine, and let me tell you, I poured it into my other water bottle and sucked that shit dry. And then I was like, I can't even tell you the moment of realization when I was just like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I have class in 15 minutes and I'm gonna be buzzed as fuck in class, guys. Please check the water bottles, like,
smell
them.
Test. Smell
this
test.
Is how you conceal your alcohol, and I'm not trying to tell you that, but that's just fact of the matter. You're gonna run into it. I'm gripping a water bottle right now because it's just so near and dear to my heart. Smell the water bottle, guys, because you don't want to be going to class tipsy.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen one day. Just don't be shocked when it does, because don't say I didn't warn you.
Yep.
The clear alcohol goes in a water bottle.
Yes.
Watch out.
Watch out.
And like I said, one more thing. Bring food. I'm going to stress it a million times. Bring food. I starved, guys.
Food.
Because
food,
especially
food,
those times food. Where you don't like to eat alone. I literally starved myself, and my friends couldn't come to eat dinner with me. I would not eat. I would have such anxiety and I wouldn't eat as those times where I wished I had been a food like everyone else.
Yeah.
So we're talking Pop-Tarts, ramen noodles, Easy Mac, even like fruits and vegetables. You can throw those in there. But anything, you're not going to want to eat it because it's
fattening. Peanut butter.
Yes, peanut butter. You're going to want crackers, like Cheez-Its, literally all that snacks. Please bring it because you're going to want it. And I want you guys to live like I didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
That is basically our podcast, which I think was great.
Wow, this is a good podcast.
It is a good one. I'm pretty proud of it. I have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about this one. So please listen. If anyone has any questions, please hit me at Sarah McClellan, McLellan on Instagram, or Raw Talk Pod, or you can do, what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is at Brooke. B-R-O-O-K-E dot Massicott, M-A-S-S-I-C-O-T-T-E.
Now, if you have any questions about school, please hit one of us up. And if we didn't follow anything on here that you had a question about, please let us know. Because we're here to help. And we're fun. We're down bees.
Yes.
So, thank you for joining or listening.
Thank you.
And, you know, we appreciate the listen.
Totally.
So, thanks, B.
Have a good night.
Have a lovely night, guys.
Love you.
Raw Talk Pod, out. Oh.